Welcome into another daily editorial here on the KE Report, chatting with Sean Broderick. He is a editor of a couple newsletters over at Weiss Ratings. Now, Sean, let's talk about this balance that we're seeing between the precious metals moves and the U.S. equity markets moves. The U.S. markets, they just got so extended, I think, moving up gradually week after week for more than just the last 2 months. Finally, we're starting to see some weakness come in on the back of trade. But you know what? We were warning that trade wasn't improving, or these trade issues weren't improving, even when we were getting some of those just comments out of especially China. But what are you seeing when it comes to the overextended nature of that rally in U.S. equities?
Yeah, well, there's a few things driving that. But we first should, as you said, establish for folks that the S&P 500 is rather overextended. And so one stat that will tell you that is at the beginning of the year, the S&P 500 earnings from FactSet was for $174. Now, that put the S&P 500 price to earnings multiple on forward earnings at that time, because that looks forward into 2019 at 14.4. As of last week, all right, the earnings outlook for this year has actually fallen down to $162.84, and that's down 6.4%. And yet at the same time, the S&P 500's earnings multiple is up to 19.3, from 14.4 to 19.3, at the same time that earnings are going down. Now, what is driving that? One is optimism. Sure, I mean, they had lots of optimism that we'd have some kind of trade deal, even though, you know, we kept being promised there would be one and there wasn't, and it's almost done and it wasn't, and the first phase is nearly done and it wasn't. So that optimism may be really taking a hit right now. Another is that money's flowing in from around the world. You know, I mean, our market is doing better than other markets in the world, and so that had all this money flowing in. But the third is that the Fed has had this program going on, which they refuse to call quantitative easing, which is quantitative easing, $60 billion a month, you know, purchasing treasuries and other securities from the banks. The banks turn around. They have nothing to do with this money except invest it in the big tentpole stocks in the market. And so they've been doing that. And that's been driving the market higher. Now, here's the pickle for anybody trying to invest in this market now. You might say, well, the market's going to head lower for all these reasons, and so I'm going to be negative. But what if the Fed increases the amount of, we can't call it QE, whatever it's doing, what if it increases that? And that sends things even higher. That could happen. Or we could have the Fed say that, well, because we aren't going to have a trade deal and we're having other problems with our other trading partners. I'm sure many of your listeners have heard about the new tariffs and stuff like that. Because of all that, we have to cut interest rates again. There's a lot of things that the Fed can do to prop up the market. So you don't want to bet against them too early. That's for sure. And so that's the pickle many people face. Now, when people start to feel pessimistic on the markets, they start to feel more optimistic on gold, because gold is the ultimate safe harbor. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing gold start to increase. One more thing that is in gold's favor, and I'll be showing this to my gold and silver trader subscribers on Wednesday, and I'll be putting it in my Wealth Wave column on Thursday, is that real interest rates have turned negative again. And gold has a very strong proclivity to move opposite of that. And what the real interest rates are is the 10-year yield minus the inflation index. And so if the 10-year yield is lower than the rate of inflation, that means real interest rates are negative. Well, that just happened again, happened at precisely the same time that we saw gold prices spike higher. And so if that's going to continue, that can really drive gold much higher from here. All of my gold positions are up, probably the same for you. I think if any of your listeners have gold positions that aren't doing well, that aren't at least rallying as gold rallies, it's time to move out. But you know what? And I do have to add this. I really think silver is going to outperform. So don't forget those silver stocks, because we could see some really tremendous movement in that industry.
Yeah, hey, some of the silver stocks have already been moving this year, and some of the gold stocks even today are benefiting, which is nice to see. But I do want to revisit just a quick comment regarding the Fed. I get comments on our site as well as through email quite regularly, actually, from listeners saying that the Fed is out of ammo. Their interest rates are already so low, and their money printing is getting less impactful. What do you have to say to those naysayers saying that, look, I agree with you that I think the Fed still can save these markets and still has a lot of power, but what about those that say that the Fed is running out of power?
Well, certainly the actions that the Fed has taken have less impact now than they used to, but they can always pull something new out of their bag of tricks. I don't know what that might be, but we are talking about people who kind of create money for a living, so they can be pretty darn creative. Also, we aren't at negative interest rates, are we? And if you're thinking, well, the U.S. isn't going to have negative interest rates, we never know. I'm not saying that we have to go to negative interest rates, but it really could be upset for the market if we do have something like that happen, or anything else the Fed does. The Fed is endlessly creative. I mean, before quantitative easing happened, who would have thought they were going to do that? But sure enough, you know, that turned out to be the big thing they did for huge three cycles, three rounds of quantitative easing. And so who knows what they might come up with next? I agree with any of your listeners who says that the more the Fed does a certain thing over time, the less impact it has. But as I said, they're endlessly creative, and so who knows what they'll come up with next.
That is the wild card, right? What can the Fed come up with next? Because they're not just going to stand pat, right? So let's see.
They have way too much invested in this. They aren't going to let the system unravel, not as long as they can stop it, no.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about some of the positions in gold that you like. Are you focused on some of the juniors, some of the larger companies? Where do you think the sweet spot is to play what could be another gold rally to the end of the year?
Well, that's a great question, because I had an issue that I sent out to my gold and silver traders subscribers yesterday, and let's see if I can find that chart. Hang on a second. What I did was over a short like trading period, I looked at the movement in a gold, the explorers, the juniors, the GDX, which is the big gold miners, and also silver miners. And in the last few days, the real outperformance has come from the explorers and the junior miners. And that's really interesting, because that's what we need to see have happen for the next leg of the gold bull market. Because what we've been seeing up until now is the big gold companies have really been leading the way, which is fine. You know, I don't have anything against that. But what you expect to unfold in a gold bull market, if you've seen more than one, and I have, is at some point, the juniors and the explorers get their day in the sun. Now, it's like too early to make any really firm pronouncements. But this week, anyway, the juniors and the explorers are doing extraordinarily well. So if I was going to put money to work, and this tells you the kind of picks that I'm giving my subscribers right now, I would look in those areas, because there's some real potential for some outperformance there, I think, especially because they got beaten down so much. I mean, they got hammered flat, those poor juniors, those poor explorers, way down where they should have been. So their like bounce back potential is really good.
All right. Well, John, is it all just about for the precious metals, though, seeing a breakdown in the U.S. equity market? They do seem to have this inverse correlation, plus the U.S. markets drop. That does push the Fed into doing something. It just brings more fear into the market. Do you think that is kind of the main correlation right now? If the U.S. markets continue to break down, gold will rally?
Well, one thing that used to be a strong predictor of what happened in gold and miners was what happened with the U.S. dollar. But that kind of disconnected for a while. And that was kind of interesting. I guess we were seeing both the U.S. dollar and gold seen as like safe havens. This week, however, even as gold miners rally, the U.S. dollar is falling hard. I mean, it really is. It's had two terrible days. It's testing support right now. And if it breaks the support, then the U.S. dollar index is probably going down to 97. And if it goes from that, it'll go down to about 95.50, and we'll just have to see what happens. But the U.S. dollar has had an amazing run, considering all the problems that the U.S. government has. But as the story goes, this is something I keep saying, which is that the U.S. dollar wins the beauty contest in the leper colony. You know, I mean, because, yeah, we have our problems, but we have less bits falling off than like everybody else. But right now, I mean, we are really seeing the U.S. dollar roll over. And if that continues, that'll be a tailwind for gold, too. So keep your eye on that as well.
All right, John, we're going to wrap it up there. Always good chatting with you. Thanks for sharing some of your insights and how you're actually trying to play this rebound in the metals after a couple months of downward action. But again, it was the U.S. markets that were moving higher. Metals were moving down, starting to see a shift at the very start of December. Could be a very interesting month to end the year. John, great chatting with you. Thanks for joining us. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks. You too.